agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. We also have a team of specialists that can help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrows. For more information or quote, please call us at 330-856-6244 or visit us on our website at www.plattinsurance.com.
The sweet year-end marathon is on. No matter where you leased your GM vehicle, we accept all Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC returns.
Now it's even better. If we buy your car, we'll cut you a check for
$2,000. $2,000 whether you purchased it from Sweeney or not.
Plus, we'll waive your disposition fees.
Text or call 330-SWEENEY or click SweeneyCars.com.
Sweeney Chevrolet Buick TMC on Market Street in Boardman.
Hey guys, Justin Coffin for a special edition of the 330 Sports Show and more. This is going to be my top 10 TV shows or series of 2021. Want to get that out to you. If you haven't seen any of these things, kind of share some good TV watching, maybe for some of those cold winter months that are coming up, that you can check out some of these shows that that have either been out or premiered in the year 2021. As always, we are a Youngstown studio production. We're also brought to you by Platt Insurance, Sweeney Buick GMC, and Penguin City Light Beer. So let's get to our top 10 list. Our number 10 show is going to be Schitt's Creek. Now, this is a show that has been out for quite a long time. I kind of got into it over quarantine. And, it's just a funny show. I always call it my treadmill show. It's episodes are about 20, 25 minutes. It's a good treadmill show, workout show. It's a show you don't have to be really in-depth, very actively watching, but it's a good entertaining show. Obviously, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, amongst the stars. It originally came out in Canada, jumped on Netflix, and became very, very popular. So number 10 is Schitt's Creek. Now, this next show, Bluey, I have almost a 3-year-old daughter now coming up, but she loves this show. My nieces love this show. Basically, every parent I talk to loves this show. I wanted to throw kind of a feel-good cartoon. These dogs, they're the Heeler family. They're Heeler dogs. They're from Australia. It's just a feel-good show. It's funny. Kids are entertained by it, but it's funny for adults. They're little 7-minute shows, and it's on Disney Plus. Highly, highly recommend. Really from kids, honestly, like 1 to probably about 12. And if you have a kid in your life, this is a good show. If you don't want them to have a whole lot of screen time, but be entertained while they're watching. Bluey is a fantastic show. Our next show, number 8, is a Netflix show. It is called Clickbait. It is very entertaining. It takes you through, I believe it's 10 episodes. As of now, just 1 season on Netflix. I saw they were looking into possibly another season, but the former star of Entourage is in this one, but it takes you through different characters' point of view through different episodes of the show and kind of reveals what's going on at the end. You kind of get this big reveal. By the way, I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but this is a highly recommended show. It's an easy watch. They're about an hour a piece, and just definitely recommend. Gives you kind of a interesting perspective on you know, how we live our lives and what we're willing to watch and do and see. So cool show. Highly recommend Clickbait on Netflix. That is our number 8 show. The number 7 show on my list is Mayor of Easttown. And it used to be kind of frowned upon for actors or actresses to go from movies to TV. But in this case, we have one of the biggest names in Hollywood, Kate Winslet, going to the small screen on HBO. She is the star of the show. Mayor of Easttown has a great cast. Again, no spoilers, but fantastic show, a great watch, keeps you very intrigued throughout the whole episode. There's, you know, just a lot of, you're wondering, you're thinking, you're constantly thinking what's going on, what's going to happen next in this show. And it's a great police drama, and highly, highly recommend this show as well. So Mayor of Easttown comes in at number 7 on my list. The next show, number 6, coming in on Apple TV Plus, is Ted Lasso. Season 2 just finished up in the fall of 2021. Again, this is probably one of the funniest shows on TV, but it's also just like a really feel-good show. You know, he is Jason Sudeikis, the main character, very quick-witted, has a lot of like corny but really funny jokes and just good entertainment for, you know, it's an adult audience, but I would say, you know, it's pretty good for almost any age. I know not, you know, I don't know a whole lot about soccer. I know a lot about the sports world, but he is basically a football coach that is asked to come overseas to coach a struggling European soccer team and Richmond. And it's just really good. You don't have to like soccer to like the show, but the character development and the likability of the characters is what makes this show. Highly, highly recommend Ted Lasso seasons 1 and 2 on Apple TV Plus. Show number 5, maybe the most intense show on this list, is Your Honor, starring Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston is a fantastic actor, obviously well known from Breaking Bad and, you know, many other TV and movie hits that he has been in. But this show is heart pounding. It's incredible. You know, it loses a little bit of its luster towards the end, but for me, I was on the edge of my seat for 9 of the 10 episodes, and it really, really makes you worried for the characters, and it's just a great show. It takes place in New Orleans, and kind of gives you a feel for the city, but also Bryan Cranston's role as a father and also as a judge, and what's going on in this town and with these characters. So again, very great show. Your Honor coming in at number 5 on my list for 2021. Coming in at number 4 is Dexter: New Blood on Showtime. It just came out November 7th. It is wrapping up actually this weekend with episode 10. It was on a 10-year hiatus from the original Dexter series, which spanned, I think, 8 seasons. It kind of takes, same character, same main character in Dexter. But, you know, it also introduces different characters in the fold, a different location, and different intriguing character development. At first, I thought the show was going to be a little bit cheesy, a little bit not as good as I thought, but honestly, it's got better each episode. And I really, really think if you like Dexter, the original, you'll love this show. So Dexter New Blood is coming in at number 4 on my 2021 list. Number 3 is an HBO show that came out this year, directed and written by Mike White. It is The White Lotus. It is sort of the perfect quarantine show. This show was filmed throughout quarantine, but they were able to film it in Hawaii without much distraction from the outside world in a hotel that was shut down. It really gets into, without giving too much away, a lot of white privilege. And I would almost call this show a dramedy. It's a drama with some comedy mixed in, some really intense moments, some twists, some things you don't see coming, but really takes you through, I would say, about 8 to 10 characters and their development and what they're going through, but also the serious privilege that these people feel entitled to. But very entertaining show. I highly, highly recommend this show, White Lotus. It's just great, great show. So check that out. White Lotus comes in at number 3 on my must-see list for 2021. If you have not seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, you are missing out. That comes in at our number 2 show, just wrapping up its, I believe it's 11th season. This, much like Dexter, took a big hiatus, but came back with a fury and has been very, very entertaining. And I think that tagline at the top there, "The world has changed, he hasn't." Larry David, if you don't know, is the creator of Seinfeld. The show takes you through his life and literally, to me, the funniest show on television, and the fact that it's on HBO, you can take it a little bit next level with swearing and going at each other, things like that. But, just so, so good. This is a show that you could watch literally any episode and you're going to get a good laugh. Larry always finds himself in the middle of a situation where people usually end up hating him by the end of the show. But, it's so, so good. I know so many people like Larry David, but like don't want to speak their minds, but he does. And to me, it's the best. So highly recommend, again, Curb Your Enthusiasm, number 2 on HBO. That is from my must-see 2021 list. All right, let's get into some of my honorable mentions. Billions. Billions is a really good show. I only put it in my honorable mentions because I actually have not finished. What happened was they were filming the show, took a break during quarantine because of all the COVID stuff and outbreaks and filming. And I have not finished the last season of Billions yet. And a new season is finally coming out later this month. So Billions is an honorable mention. Very good, very watchable show. So definitely check that out. That is on Showtime. The Morning Show on Apple TV is an honorable mention for me. I loved season 1 of The Morning Show. Season 2, I really started to lose interest. Again, the first season is excellent. The characters are great. The cast is great. Jennifer Aniston is in it. Reese Witherspoon. Steve Carell, a lot of big names you'll know, but you know, it kind of starts to lose its luster in the second season. So that's why I have it on my honorable mentions list. And then this was like a show, almost like a movie turned into a show, but Behind Her Eyes. You know, I don't want to give you too much details, but it is, and I'm not sure if it came out in 2021 or not, but I caught it in the spring of 2021. And I will just say, if you don't know what astral projection is, it's definitely very intriguing and makes you think. But this show really caught my eye and kept me entertained for the whole season. So Behind Her Eyes, it's a Netflix show. Definitely check that out if you're looking for a good series to watch. So Billions, The Morning Show, and Behind Her Eyes make my honorable mentions list. And then finally, my number one show of 2021 just wrapped up, Yellowstone. Yellowstone, it was a show when it first came out, I saw the previews. I wasn't quite sure if I would be interested in it, but it, you know, this is a show I actually binge watched the first three seasons in probably about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then, you know, just watched this past season, season four, on Paramount, which is pretty much on any of the, you know, cable providers, streaming providers, but just a great, great show. Keeps you intrigued. Huge name and not Kevin Costner, but you have a great cast. You have Rip, you got Jamie, you have Casey, and Beth, his the daughter, is one of the funniest, coolest, badass characters on TV. So the Dutton family, the ranch, the Yellowstone ranch, and it takes you through all the ins and outs of the character and defending the ranch, and just a really cool show that takes place mostly in Montana. Check it out if you have not seen it. It is a great, great watch. So again, number one on my list is Yellowstone on the Paramount Network. So again, quick recap. Again, these are in no particular order, but Yellowstone, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Clickbait, Dexter, New Blood, The White Lotus, Your Honor, Ted Lasso, Schitt's Creek, Bluey, and Mayor of Easttown. Those were my top 10 favorite shows of 2021. Before we get into my shows I'm looking forward to in 2022, I want to give a real quick remembrance to Betty White. Passed away right at the tail end of 2021. She was just shy of her 100th birthday. Phenomenal actress, great career, hilarious, did so many great things, and became, whether you were young or old, a celebrity for all ages. Was in the show Hot in Cleveland, which gives some local ties to the Cleveland Browns and things like that. But Betty White, just a phenomenal person, phenomenal actress, and she will be missed. So Betty, with that said, just like to say thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Now let's get into our 2022 shows I'm looking forward to. And these are in no particular order. They're just shows that I really am looking forward to and premiering. Stranger Things 4, it's a Netflix series. It's the fourth season. It's coming out very shortly, and it's going to be great. If you haven't seen Stranger Things, the first three seasons, go check it out. If you're into the 80s, if you're into sci-fi, you will love it. Cobra Kai. This is the spinoff to The Karate Kid. You know, takes Ralph Macchio's character, takes the Cobra Kai characters and sort of flips them. And you'll really like this. Again, you don't have to like karate. You don't have to like martial arts or any of that stuff. It's just a really, really good show. It's on Netflix and it's actually airing right now. I have not seen it yet, but really looking forward to checking it out. If you loved Game of Thrones, you will probably really be into House of the Dragon. This is the first Game of Thrones spinoff series. It's a show that takes place about 200 years before the actual events of Game of Thrones. You know, mostly focused on the Targaryen family, and that will be coming soon to HBO in the fall. Yellowjackets. Yellowjackets is a show that is out right now. I have heard so many good things from so many people. I really, you know, take their advice and trust and love their advice. And they have nothing but amazing things to say about the show. So Yellowjackets airing on Showtime right now. That's a show I'm really, really looking forward to checking out. Succession. Succession just wrapped up, I believe, its third season on HBO. I have not seen any of these seasons, but again, this is something I'm really, really looking forward to checking out. Again, just much like Yellowjackets, people have told me such great things about this show. I'm looking forward to checking it out. A show that came out in 2021 that I'm looking forward to checking out in the future is Squid Game. It's actually Netflix's top watched show in the history of Netflix. The director wanted it to be, for one day, the lead show on Netflix, and it really grabbed, you know, young, old, different cultures and whatnot. So Squid Game is a show I'm definitely looking forward to checking out. Station 11, much like Yellowjackets, much like Succession, is a show I have really no idea what it's about, but I've heard so many good things about it from so many people, just such good reviews that I want to check that out. That is on HBO and it's airing right now. Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul, this I believe is going to be season 6 and it is the final season coming up soon. It is a Breaking Bad prequel and definitely a must-see if you loved Breaking Bad. You know, sort of has more of a quirkiness to it. Saul Goodman is the main character. You get to know all his backstories and I'm guessing season 6 will sort of become, you know, interweaved with the initial season of Breaking Bad in this current upcoming season. So definitely looking forward to that. 1883 is a Yellowstone, which was my number one show of 2021. It's a spinoff of that, a prequel to that. And it is airing right now on the Paramount Network. Check that out. You know, if you like country music, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill are in this show amongst a great cast. So this is the kind of the origin story of Yellowstone. And then probably the show I'm looking most forward to is Ozark season 4. That is another Netflix show coming January 2022, which, you know, it should be, you know, in the next 2 weeks here. It is going to premiere. And again, Jason Bateman, great cast in this, and it much like some of the other shows I had on my list. Like one thing that you'll probably see a common theme with a lot of these shows are it's either gonna make you laugh or it's gonna keep you on the edge of your seat, and that's what my theme usually is. So Ozark season 4 is something I'm really looking forward to. Now I probably missed a ton of shows on my list or things that are coming out that you guys probably listen to, watch, whatever. Maybe I'm not into. So if I miss something, I know the Mandalorian season, the WandaVision stuff, the Star Wars spinoffs, you know, some of the superhero stuff. I am not super into that, so I have not put that on my list. However, make me an argument. Like, tell me why I should watch that. Tell me why I should check it out. And, you know, maybe I'll look forward to watching that stuff going forward. So hope you guys enjoyed these lists. And for Youngstown Studio, I'm Justin Coffin of the 330 Sports Show. Thanks for watching the special edition of the 330 Sports Show. Everybody have a great day. We will talk to you soon.